Thanks, Rob. It is the download here on 720 WGN. Mark Harmon coming up at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Cubs. We'll talk about this Bears game, about the new quarterback we have, who the quarterback controversy.
Can't even say it with a straight face.
But, you know, at least it puts, I mean, Mitchell Trubisky had a big game tonight, and at least it puts to rest a lot of the offseason turmoil around why the Bears chose this quarterback. At least. There's a lot of other things we got to talk about when it comes to the first team and how bad they looked, but at least we got this. So, all right. So, like in many professional industries, it is important to network, right? I mean, that's we all know that. And frankly, in the acting and film community, it's not just important, but it's imperative. Enter the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup. The CAFM has been throwing industry network events in town, ranging from summer socials to educational workshops for the past 10 years. To celebrate, the CAFM is throwing a big party. It's coming up on Friday, the 18th of August at Carbon Arc Bar and Board next to the Davis Theater. Nice, the renovation of Davis Theater in Lincoln Square. Joining me tonight to talk about the 10th anniversary of a group that started on a whim that's now become a necessity for Chicago actors. Matt Schaefer is the CAFM board president. Matt, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Adria Dawn is the fundraising committee co-chair for CAFM. Adria, thanks for being here.
Thank you
and
so much.
Steve Schultz. Steve, good to see you. The board emeritus and former board vice president of CAFM and also an old friend from the improv community. Good to see you, Steve. How are you,
man? Thank you, Justin. I'm good. It's good to see you.
You look really good. You look like you've been working out, man.
Me as well. Well, thank you.
That's what the next 10 minutes is going to be, how good Steve looks. Why don't we start? As it should. Why don't we start? I mean, I've kind of been teasing out this segment in the way that the film industry in Chicago has exploded in the last 10 years. And it's kind of a great conversation to have with you celebrating your 10th anniversary. Yeah. And this idea that actors in Chicago primarily come here for the theater, and they always have, and they've been able to get up on stage, but haven't really had the opportunity to transition to film work or to television work unless they go to New York or LA. That has changed dramatically. And in doing so, the skill set changes, meaning actors have to learn here how to be able to perform in front of a camera instead of going to L.A. and figuring that stuff out later.
Right. Yeah, and one of the reasons why the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup, I think, has succeeded over the past 10 years is because we work with our members to give them a base of knowledge as well as opportunities. So there could be indie films that come through the area, and somebody who's in our group happens to know a director or a producer with that indie film and will mention to the group, there's some auditions or here's some roles. And we have people in our group. We have like about 70 members right now,
right,
I think.
70.
And they range in playable age from like college students to grad students to parents to grandparents.
I love how you say playable age.
So.
Right.
Such
an
yeah.
They he looked at
play.
Me when he said grandpa.
Well, Matt, I mean, there is something to be said about the idea that, I mean, you came up through the acting ranks when there was still the Goodman School of...
I was the second class of Goodman School of Drama that was at DePaul University.
Yeah, so. Of course. So, I mean, but Chicago was a different place in the way that actors came up through the theater and there were opportunities to take risks and find your voice. And you went other places. You left Chicago. There weren't a lot of opportunities for film. That's changed.
Yeah.
In a way, does that change the way that you approach the CAFM? Because at first it was about networking and finding, hey, this director, I heard about this director or producer, to now, I mean, it's full on. You can just go to any sort of, there's so much casting that's happening in Chicago, it's absurd.
Right, and I think that we've done a lot with our group. We talk about networking, but it's also a learning experience. We have a monthly meetup, hence our name, meetup. But we have guests that come in, like we had John McNaughton, who was the director of Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
He was on the show. He's great.
Yeah.
So he's been with us. We've had casting directors from L.A., from Chicago, agents from Chicago. So they really know who we are as well and know that when they talk to us that they're going to get quality actors and that they're serious about the business of acting here in Chicago.
Adria, let me bring you into this conversation. I mean, for being an actor, there is a definite difference between being on stage and being in front of a camera.
I completely agree. And I think the really great thing about our meetup is that we really do focus just on TV and film. And that's great. Like, we learn from different people in the community, anything from you know, realistic drama to horror films, how to make your horror films rock, or small roles for a TV film. We really cover the gamut. And I think now, like you were saying, Chicago is such a rich oyster for us because we are expected by our agents to get up and go audition for that play and then turn around the next day with maybe less than a 24-hour turnaround time to go and audition for Chicago Med or Chicago Fire, if we're lucky, or Empire, you know. There's so much great stuff.
And you have to know those are different skills, right? I mean, it's
not
the same thing to go audition in front of the Goodman to audition in front of Empire.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you have to know, you know, the tools of the trade, and that's what we focus on.
And we also had a meetup almost a year ago at this time with Michael McCracken, who's an actor, former talent agent. He's worked in casting. He also teaches. He's with the Vagabond School of the Arts in Chicago.
Okay.
And he came in to our group, and the members that join our group are folks who are trained professionally, so it's not like we're learning the craft for the first time. And he came in on a night where we focused on how to get camera ready for, at the time, the 7 primetime dramas that we're filming here. So your 4 Dick Wolf series, Empire, APB, The Exorcist, because, you know, they were all in town shooting.
What does that consist of? I mean, for WGN Radio that's listening right now, is not an actor. When you say camera ready, what is the difference between being on stage and being on camera ready?
Knowing the audience, being able to play for the camera, and to do something very intimately, almost like the conversation we're having here, as opposed to being on a theater stage in front of hundreds of people where you might need to project to the back of the room.
Right. Exactly, and knowing how to prep in a short amount of time.
Yes.
Because I think, too, media has taken off in a different way. So we can get an audition and have to go in a few hours later or, you know, 8 hours later, and we have to know, you know, the tools to do that.
Yeah, that's interesting because, yeah, they're not even expecting you to memorize that work. I mean, think about auditions.
Sometimes they do.
They're like, actually.
But I mean, there's parts where you'll read a side and they like do it. It's sort of like a spot thing. I mean, there's a lot of ways that auditions kind of play out that are new for actors.
Yeah, yeah, and there's self taping involved as well.
We've had self taping seminars where people will come in and teach us or give us their 2 cents on how to give the best self tape. And nowadays, I mean, there's so much self-taping, and people are actually booking jobs off of self-tape. So
that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Right. And that's
a nice thing about our group is that we, you know, speaking of self-taping, you know, even when I joined the group 5-6 years ago, we didn't even talk about that because it wasn't part of the way that you performed or got ready for an audition. And now, you know, that happens almost
this
every day.
This is the idea. I mean, for people, I mean, it's self-explanatory, but the idea that, I guess you just use your phone at this point, right?
Often people are doing that.
Yeah, and you essentially do the audition to your phone, and then you send it to some casting director.
That's right.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Quality tape, right?
You don't have to go downtown. It's awesome.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere.
You can just send it anywhere. Yeah.
Although I will say it is best to be in the room.
Yeah, right.
But yeah.
Right. I think we've experienced the difference between, you know, working with ourselves and working with somebody who can say, okay, can you try this again, but, you know, a little less intense, you know, give us direction.
All right. So I'll ask a question. I mean, you guys are working professionals, so I'm sure you'll be guarded in this regard, but you know, I remember a time when it was somewhat comical and somewhat stereotypical to go into an audition for a commercial because we've seen many comedies about just the weird things that can happen in an audition where you walk in and people are rude to you, or you know, you're sitting next to other actors who are trying to psych you out, things like that. We see that in all the I mean, as the world of auditioning changed because of this technology, are all those tropes still around? Are still actors out there like, I'm better than you and I'm going to psych you out in the room, in the hallway before we go into this audition?
I don't see that as much in Chicago.
No.
I know it exists, but I'd love to hear from Matt and Adria.
I lived in L.A. for 10 years.
That's right.
L.A.'s great, Chicago's great, but there's a certain, what did they say, salt of the earth that people hear. I feel so, I don't know, I think Chicago's got a great community and we all support each other, and that's the one thing that I really love about our group is that it does build community. And I don't think there's always a bad apple in the bunch, but you just toss that apple aside and you keep on trucking.
Well, we see a lot of, go to auditions and you're seeing, you know, other members of CAFM.
Yes, you know? Right.
So like, hey, how you doing? Hey, we come to the meeting? Yeah, good. Hey,
I mean, how does Chicago, when you start to build a film and television community, and there are now, like you said, 7 prime times, there's more now, I'm sure. I mean, even with the movies that come through, I got Christine Dudley was in here from the film office, the Illinois film office, and she showed me there were 15 different things happening on a weekend. And I mean, it's amazing, and all these people getting cast. I guess the question is, you know, how do you, how does that change the way that you approach the work? Are people, are you noticing that you're, there's more work available? I mean, are actors going downtown? You're constantly getting called, or is it still the same kind of thing that it was before with commercials, where it's just fast feast or famine?
I think it depends on a person's type and also on the projects that come through. For example, I happen to be a Caucasian American. I don't think I'm going to be called in for Cookie on Empire, but maybe there's a role for that Rolling Stone reporter who's going to follow Lucius around for part of the season and, you know, write this, you know, saucy story or something.
Right, right.
So it's that type of positioning and knowing our types and also knowing what's available out there. The Dick Wolf shows often have, I've joked about this, the, you know, victim of the week.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a need for that every week. Somebody being pushed in on a Chicago Med, yeah. Somebody they arrest on PD, that sort of thing. And so knowing those opportunities exist, we can position ourselves for those.
Adrian, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, and I think because all of us are so excited to be a part of this community, that I think that actors here in town now are really up in their game and really preparing for those parts.
Well, I guess I'd ask the next question just about competition. I mean, because sure. It is a smaller field of actors that work here in Chicago, it's not the LA kind of central casting where everyone's out there to be an actor. It's not the primary industry here. Is there more competition because there now is work, that there's more opportunities for actors?
I would say there's more opportunities. It's always a competitive field. You know, you walk into the audition, I'm like, oh, there's five more of me there, you know, but we all look very similar. But no, I think that it's great that we have the opportunities that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago, that these TV shows have come in, the series have come in, all the Chicagos. And so, you know, we've even had some of the people who guest star on there have not only come in and talked to us, but they've also are a part of our community. I believe Adria had a part on one of the Chicago shows I looked at today on IMDb.
There are no small roles. Only small actors, says my thespian inside.
How is, I mean, it's a 10-year anniversary, and not just in scope and size, you know,
right.
The fact that you have 70 members now and it's grown since you started. But how else has it been? As the landscape changes, do you see a need for CAFM in 10 years from now? I mean, do you start to see where there's less and less of a need for networking among actors because there's so much work and people don't necessarily need to go have that summer mixer and learn about what parts are coming through town?
Right. I get the feeling that the community itself will continue to build because of networking opportunities, because acting sometimes can be a very isolating profession. We're rehearsing on our own, we're practicing our own lines, we go to set, we work with other people on set, and then that's it. We move on to the next project. So having a community of support, having a community of fellow performers, people that we can turn to, people we recognize at auditions, that really makes a difference, because then we know we can ask Adria, hey, what do I do in this situation? Matt, you've gone out for this casting director. What was that really like?
Yeah.
Because I don't think those things change even as the industry changes.
And I think, too, when you stop wanting to learn new things about your industry, you die in some respects. So I think that there will always be a need to want to know someone's slant or point of view or technique. I think so. So in that way, I think we'll keep going.
Yeah, there's always something new coming up that we, you know, bring into. We've had over the past 10 years over 100 different meetings.
Yeah.
And I think I can remember maybe two that have been the same, you know, repeated the same sort of thing, mentoring type. But there's so many different things. And going to Steve's point, when you go on an audition, I was on one about 6 months ago, and they needed two people, and it so happened that one of the guys that I went in there with was a CAFM member, then we knew each other very well. And so, like, there's a comfort level you have as you go in, so that just brings everybody's performance up in the audition.
You know, this town has always been a town that has had a great, robust theater community, and a community that has so much respect that New York and L.A. really open arm. They accept people with open arms to the coast.
Absolutely.
Now, my question is, are more actors staying in Chicago because the quality of life here is better? There's people enjoy the city and they enjoy, they set up their lives here. And because there's more work and more consistent work, are we seeing any trends where actors are staying in Chicago as opposed to getting to a certain point saying, I'm out?
I think we are, and I actually have heard sometimes from friends of mine in Los Angeles in particular who are like, should I get an agent in Chicago now? You know, because of the opportunities that are coming up here, especially because they had had some previous ties here, and maybe they could become a local hire. Maybe they could just, you know, do something back in the area. So I also think that there's something about our group that promotes the sustainability within the career, where we're looking to, as you say, not just live here, but work here. And right. be able to support that existence of actors. And I think that also there is a desire to continue projects, even beyond just doing the TV shows and the films that come through.
Yeah, I would say I think that if people are going to move, that they would, they're waiting longer because there's so much more opportunity. It's like, get those credits on your resume before
right.
you go
yeah,
out
right.
and
if
go
they want
somewhere
to
else.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah. The Chicago Acting and Film Meetup is now 10 years old. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary Friday the 18th of August at Carbon Arc Bar and Board next to the Davis Theater in Lincoln Square, right there on Lincoln, 4600 block. The Matt Schaefer, Adria Dawn, and Steve Scholes in studio tonight. Congratulations on 10 years. Awesome.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
Have good luck with the fundraiser and the party at Carbon Arc on the 18th of August.
Fantastic.